back at Greensboro Coliseum. 6:01 remaining in the first half. Number 8 seed North Carolina with a 31-17 lead over number 9 seed Miami. Dave Pulaski with you. You don't normally see a 3-game disparity in the standings between the number 8 and 9 seeds for this particular tournament, but this year is that exception. Tar Heels going 11-7 in ACC play. The Hurricanes at 8-10. It's Miami ball out of the timeout as they go from right to left across your radio. Dark green uniforms trimmed in orange and white. At the top of the circle, it's Jalea Williams. Dribbling with the left hand, hip high. Picks up the dribble, gets it on for Jasmine Roberts. Roberts with a little pirouette and now works her way around a screen. Dishes back out. Williams thinks about the three. Now she'll launch. Shot clock running out. It's off the back rim, no good. Rebound to Deja Kelly for Carolina. Into the front court. The senior from San Antonio hands it back out for Gokdang to Usby. Now back to Kelly, and they'll reset the offense. Midway through the second quarter. Kelly pointing Gokdang to a spot. Now feeds it to Usby. Kelly gets the handoff. Now a whistle and a foul away from the ball. There was some hand fighting inside, and it looks like Maria Gokdang's going to get hit with the offensive foul.
Carolina foul number 5, Maria Gokdang, her second personal, 13 foul.
So that's number 2 on Gokdang now, who has been a force inside for Carolina thus far. 6 points, 3 rebounds. Looks like Alexandra Zelaya will check into the game momentarily. As Jada Patrick has the ball on the right wing. Patrick launches a three. Off the front iron, no good. Rebound into the hands of Anya Poole for North Carolina. Here comes Deja Kelly into the front court. Lob pass inside for Usby. Usby posting up. Back out. Kelly for three. Off to the left side of the rim, no good. And the rebound to Patrick for Miami. Back the other way. Jalea Williams knifing her way into the paint. Lost control of the dribble as she dribbles between her legs, but then gets it back. Now Cheyenne Day Wilson being guarded by Donarski. Works her way around a screen. Day Wilson underneath the basket. Bounce pass to Roberts. Now back into the corner for Day Wilson. Day Wilson, baseline drive underneath the hoop. Kicks it back out. Williams, open three, and hits. Jalea Williams from the outside makes it an 11-point game, 31-20. And that's the first three-pointer by Miami so far today. They're 1-for-9 from beyond the arc. Now Donarski hands it off for Usby. Usby between the circles to Donarski. Donarski around a screen. Really wanted the three, but good defense by Miami prevents the trigger. Now Usby inside for Gokdang. Back out for Usby. Usby to the free throw line. Now Donarski for three. Rolls around and out, no good, as she tried to answer from the outside. Tar Heels up 31-20. Now Jada Patrick for three. That one clangs off the back rim, no good. And Usby with the rebound. Now Alyssa Usby will slow up the pace with 3:22 to go before halftime. Deja Kelly in the corner. Kelly with the hip-high left-hand dribble. Now to Usby. Now Kelly again on the right wing to the free throw line. Now tries to go up and under, lays it up, too strong, no good. And the rebound to Jasmine Roberts for Miami. Jalea Williams into the front court. Today Wilson hands it back, spotting up a three. Roberts, that's off the left side of the rim. Battle for it underneath. Rebound pulled down by Oldacre as she gets knocked to the hardwood. But it's going to be a hook and hold on Oldacre, and she did have Maria Gokdang's left arm wrapped up with her right. And it'll be Tar Heel basketball going back the other way. Second foul on Kyla Oldacre. 6'6 sophomore out of Mason, Ohio.
Entry for Miami, number 21, Emily Stedman, and number 35, Latasha Lattimore.
And now it'll be Tar Heel basketball. They'll have free throws coming as Miami is over the limit with that foul. Maria Gokdang at the line for two. First one up and good.
One shot remains for Maria Gokdang.
Now Gokdang has 7 points and 3 rebounds. Second free throw short off the front rim. And Roberts secures the board for Miami. 32-20, Tar Heels in front. 2:50 to go in the half. Dante Wilson driving left side of the paint. Gets cut off, kicks it back out. Open three, up, off the back rim, no good from Jaleah Williams. And here come the Tar Heels in transition. Alyssa Usby with speed. A little hesitation dribble, lost control of the basketball. Poole gets it, fakes, goes up, and scores with a banker. Anya Poole faked her defender up in the air. Good patience from her, and she's able to kiss it home. 34-20, Tar Heels in front. 2:20 to go in the half. Now Day Wilson, around a screen from Roberts. Begins the dribble drive, steps back now, takes a three, banks it around and in. Cheyenne Day Wilson banked it off the glass, it rolled off the rim and hit the glass a second time and fell through. 34-23. And now Deja Kelly to Donarski, back to Kelly. Kelly around a Gokdeng screen. Ball rolls around and out, no good on the pull-up jumper. And back the other way come the Hurricanes, trying to cut it to single digits. Roberts, scoop pass to Williams, and she traveled. Jaleah Williams with the head fake, and as she did so, lifted the pivot foot before putting the ball down on the deck. So now Gokdeng will check out, as will Anya Poole. Alexandra Zelaya making her first appearance in the game, the 6'4 senior out of Goodyear, Arizona. Playing in her 20th game of the season. Missed some time earlier this year with an injury. And now Kelly across the timeline for the Tar Heels. Deja Kelly waving Alyssa Usby. And now Usby has it. Right in front of the Miami bench and head coach Katie Meyer. Now between the circles to Kelly on the right wing. Kelly to the right elbow. Now to Zelaya. Back to Kelly. Into the corner for Usby. She'll spot up. Baseline jumper. Short off the front iron. Battle for the rebound. Loose. And taken by Miami. And they'll call a trip against Deja Kelly. As Jasmine Roberts went to secure that loose ball. For Kelly, that is her first. And now the Tar Heels with 14 fouls. Next one will put Miami in the bonus as they trail by 11 with 1:09 to go before halftime. Cheyenne Day Wilson across the midcourt stripe. Bounce pass to Latasha Lattimore. Lattimore, scoop pass back to Day Wilson. Now around a screen. Day Wilson steps back, hands it on for Roberts. Inside, Lattimore, leaping catch. Turnaround jumper up and good. Nice touch in the middle of the paint by Latasha Lattimore. And it's a 9-point game, 34-25. Now Tiani Key, who's into the game for the first time. Hands it on for Kelly. Deja Kelly drives, left-hand layup, scores the basket, and draws a foul. Deja Kelly with the blow-by. Able to get the hoop and has a chance for a 3-point play. Foul is on Allie Stedman, junior out of Phoenix, Arizona. And Deja Kelly now with the chance for the old school 3-point play. Almost a double-double in the first half for Deja. She has 10 points and 8 boards. Now a right-handed shooter. Got that one. Deja Kelly makes it to the free throw line more than almost anybody in the country. Second most free throw attempts, only to Angel Reese of LSU. 37-25, Tar Heels in front, 30 seconds to go in the half. Now Jasmine Roberts. Roberts attacks, dribbling with the left hand, tries a reverse layup, can't get it to go, but she draws a foul and will head to the line. Yanni Key commits the foul, the 6'4 redshirt sophomore out of Cary. Jasmine Roberts, a 77% foul shooter at the line. Miami 1-for-2 at the free throw line thus far this afternoon. They are last in the ACC in free throw shooting at 65%. But Jasmine Roberts puts a hush to that number as she knocks down the first free throw. Trying to make it a 10-point game now with 22 seconds to go before halftime. Spins the ball into her right hand. Second free throw is good. 37-27. And the Hurricanes, who are shooting just 32% for the game, trying to hang around here. against a Tar Heel team that's 13 of 26 from the floor. Deja Kelly across the midcourt stripe. Carolina can hold for the final shot here. Leading by 10. Kelly surveying the defense. Down to 8 seconds, 7 seconds. Osby has it. Alyssa Osby traveled. Osby went almost to a jump stop from one side of the free throw line to the other before ever putting the ball down on the hardwood. So a big opportunity for Miami here after the turnover with 5.5 seconds to go in the half to try and cut it to single digits. Inbound pass comes to Jaleah Williams. Williams lost her balance, now gets it back. Half court heave at the buzzer is good! Jaleah Williams from half court makes it a 7-point game at halftime. 37-30. And Williams, who nearly fell on her face, instead knocks it down from 45 feet. And the Hurricanes sprint to the locker room pumped up. What an ending to the first half here in Greensboro, as Jaleah Williams able to knock it down from half court. And a huge momentum boost for the Hurricanes as they trimmed what was a 14-point deficit in half. Halftime in Greensboro. North Carolina leading Miami 37-30. We'll have your first half stats coming up in just a little bit. You're listening to the 2024 ACC Women's Basketball Tournament.